The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
Final score at Madison Square Garden in New York. The San Jose Sharks 6, the New York Rangers 5 in overtime. Time now for our Sharks Instant Replay to tell you how it all happened tonight. From the very opening faceoff, the Sharks had a determined look about them. They were playing aggressively. They were playing on their toes, and the Rangers were on their heels. 1:58 into period number one, the combination of Michael Misa, Colin Graf, and Adam Gaudette produced the first San Jose goal. Graf beat everybody to it, hangs on to it, got it back to the point. Iorio, cross ice. There's Letty to the middle of Adam Gaudette. Spins, shoots, wide of the goal. It bounced off the end board, caromed off the back of the net, and there's Michael Misa digging it free to Gaudette, centering feed, and score! Adam Gaudette gets his 100th National Hockey League point on a tremendous forecheck by San Jose, and Michael Misa in the midst of it all in his first game at the Garden is going to get another assist at 1:58 of the first period. Sharks 1, Rangers nothing.
What a great goal by Adam Gaudette. As you heard, his 100th career point, his third goal of the season. Colin Graf, who had a spectacular game tonight, got the primary assist, but Michael Misa was right in there too, Alex.
That line's been all over it. They've been creating offense from below the goal line and getting pucks to the net. It doesn't look like a group that's, you know, their first couple years in the league. They're playing physical. They're playing hard. They realize what they need to do to create offense at this level, and when they get the opportunity, they find the back of the net as well.
So that was Gaudette's third of the season from Graf and Misa at 1:58 of the game. The Sharks won, and the Rangers nothing. Rangers were still on their heels for a couple of more shifts, and then all of a sudden, Matt Rempe, their tough guy, was on the ice, and for the Sharks, Ryan Reeves was on the surface, and really an early defining moment of this contest happened.
Orloff, who played a lot of minutes against the Islanders, puts the poke check on a man, couldn't get out of the zone. Kept in by Gavrikov, but we got a fight on the ice. It's Ryan Reeves against Matt Rempe. This is a heavyweight battle for the ages here at center ice, and everybody's on their feet at the Garden and on both benches. Ryan Reeves and Matt Rempe getting ready to battle. They're squaring off. They're circling. Rempe thought about a left. Ryan Reeves thought about a right. Are they going to go? Here they go. A couple of little left jabs for both guys against each other. Then Reeves with a roundhouse right above makes some contact. Reeves another contact. Rempe contact. Reeves stuns him, but there goes his helmet. There goes Rempe's helmet. They are going toe-to-toe here. Down goes Rempe. Reeves coming back. Rempe right back up and coming right back at Reeves. Reeves gets a hard right to the head. And now Rempe coming back. A couple of left jabs. Reeves coming hard with a right. The crowd is on its feet screaming and yelling, and these guys are still going at it at center ice. Finally, the linesmen are stepping in as Rempe tries to finish him off, but he can't do it, and he's dragged down to the ice, and that was a battle that we'll remember for a while.
I'd say so, and you know what? The Sharks really benefit from that more than the Rangers did, as right after that, at 5 minutes and 55 seconds, the Sharks came into the offensive zone, and on the power play, it would be Macklin Celebrini getting the Sharks up 2-0.
Off the draw. They save it. They score! Macklin Celebrini and Toffoli right in front of a net. The Sharks win the faceoff. They get the puck toward the goal. Shesterkin makes the save, and then on the rebound, a little play from the point. Toffoli right there, and it went off the Ranger defense. Macklin Celebrini should get credit for the goal. Eklund and Orloff will get the assists.
That was a weird goal, but the Sharks responded right away after that fight, and they were on the power play, and Macklin had the start of a memorable evening.
Absolutely. It was just him getting paid for going to the net, for going to the hard area. He didn't get really good wood on it. I couldn't tell if it went off his foot or the heel of his stick, but it went towards the net and took a fortunate bounce off one of the Rangers defensemen who ended up breaking his stick on that exact play.
And so, at that point, it was 2-0, but then Taylor Radish scored the first of three goals that he would have on the night to make it a 2-1 game at 14-19. Radish, his second goal of the season, assisted by Sam Carrick and Carson Soucy, and the Rangers were back in the game.
But as the seconds trickle down at the end of the first period, all of the thoughts about how many times the Sharks have given up goals in this situation were just wiped away. And they were wiped away a couple of times tonight. In this one, Macklin Celebrini put the Sharks in front 3-1. And now with 15 seconds left in the period, the Sharks trying to dig it free. What a job by Eklund. Feeds over to Will Smith. Now to the slot. Celebrini turns, shoots, score! What a goal! What a play! Smith to Celebrini. Top corner. Sharks lead 3-1 with 8.1 seconds left in the first period. Now, I undersold Will Smith's play in the corner on that one. What a job he did. He had his back to Macklin Celebrini, but eyes in the back of his head, knew where he was. Had man draped all over him, and he got the pass right on the tape. And then Macklin's shot was just unbelievable.
Yeah, those two seem to know where each other are all over the ice. I mean, you see it at morning skate, the first two on the ice all the time. They come out here, they take 10 minutes of themselves, throwing pucks around, passing to each other, one-timers. And, you know, you see it during a game. Their chemistry's already – it's a real thing.
Meanwhile, it was 3-1 Sharks at the end of one, and it was so far so good. But you knew the Rangers weren't going to quit. They outshot the Sharks 14-10 in the second period, and they outscored them 3-1 to make it a 4-4 game. Mika Zibanejad got his third of the season on a power play at 4:04 to make it 3-2, and it would be Lafreniere and Miller assisting on that. Then it was 3-3 at 6:47. Jussi Parsonen, I think he touched the puck for the first time when he put it into the net. Connor Sherry assisted on the play, and suddenly it was 3-3. And then Darren Radish's brother Taylor coming down the ice, getting his second goal of the game, his third of the season, unassisted on a play that kind of went off the defense. It was, I believe, Lafreniere there from long distance. Radish getting his third, and it was at 12:10 of the second period, and it was a shorthanded goal in that case, and it made the score 4-3 in favor of New York. But the Sharks absolutely refused to bend here. They absolutely refused to do anything except fight back as hard as they could. And you know who would fight back? With 6 seconds and a little bit of more than that left in the second period, it would be Macklin Celebrini again. Sharks keep the pressure on now. Can they get another opportunity? 14 seconds left. Here comes the shot. Smith in front trying to tip that opportunity. Taken there by Orloff, but it's wide in the corner. Celebrini shoots. He scores! Macklin Celebrini with 5.8 seconds left gets the pass in front from the corner after the Sharks win the battle, and he gets his second career hat trick, and he ties the game 4-4. There were a few hats getting thrown on the ice by the Ranger fans on that one, because every goal that he scored in that situation to get the hat trick was just dynamite.
Oh, it was unbelievable. And even Shesterkin was blown away. He couldn't believe that third one went in and beat him. He was, at that point of the game, Shesterkin was really feeling good, and he found his game and looked solid and was beating all the plays all over the ice, being square, and he was out on top of his paint on that shot. And he could not believe it found net behind him. And even when it went by him and went in, he looked over his shoulder himself and said, "How the heck did that puck beat me?" And just shows what type of shot that Celebrini has.
Time of that goal, 19:54 of the second period. Celebrini's third of the night, coming and making it 4-4. Smith and Orloff assisting on the play. And so here we were going into the third period. Again, another sticking point to the Sharks the last couple of seasons. How would they handle it? Well, it was time for Will Smith to say, "It's my turn." First penalty just about over. Now the play, now side of the net. Oh, centering pass intended for Toffoli, knocked away. Final seconds of the power play. Eklund shoots toward the net, save. Rebound, save, score! Will Smith in front of the net got it from Eklund, and that is a gigantic goal for the Sharks. They converge on each other and celebrate the fifth goal of the night for San Jose. This one by Will Smith, and it is his third point of the evening. The Sharks are ahead 5-4. That was Will Smith's first goal of the season. Eklund and Celebrini assisted on the play, so Macklin picked up his fourth of 5 points on the night. The time of that was 6:31 of the third. Sharks had the one-goal lead, and they had just concluded a 5-on-3 power play. This is a power play influence goal without question of a doubt, because it was scored 1 second after the second penalty on Radish ended.
Yeah, I think they just wore him out, and they were doing all the plays that they had set up. They called the timeout. They were setting up plays they wanted to do 5-on-3, and they worked, and they had good chances, and Foley rang one off the post just seconds before that, and I think just finally after wearing him down, it took two or three shots to get at Shesterkin, and that puck just bounced to the slot, and Will Smith was right in the right place at the right time, and he's not missing from 5 feet outside of the crease into a wide-open net.
Okay, 5-4 in favor of San Jose, 6:31 into the third. But the Rangers weren't going to go away. Obviously, with an 0-4 home record, they were desperate to try to get some points and some wins for their fans. They would get their fifth goal at 11:50 of the third, and it would be Taylor Radish getting his third goal of the evening. Long headband feed by Fox up to the Sharks' line. Miller whips a backhander across the ice. Radish moving in. Shoot! Score! He scores the hat trick. Radish getting his second career hat trick with a blast from the right wing side. And this game is tied 5-5 with 8:10 to go. Oh boy, the challenge certainly set by Radish and the Rangers. Radish, as you heard, his second career hat trick, assisted by JT Miller and Adam Fox at 11:50 of the third. 5-5, and it came all the way down to the end and into overtime. Now, last time Macklin Celebrini scored a hat trick last year, it was totally overshadowed by four-goal performance by Joel Eriksson Ek of Minnesota. That was in April of last year. Could it happen again? Both guys had hat tricks going into overtime, and it was time for Macklin Celebrini to say absolutely not, and for Will Smith to be the overtime hero. Smith backhands over to Celebrini, right side, cycles it back to Smith. Smith with speed down the left side, cross the line, holds the puck. He's got Celebrini breaking in. Macklin goes for the win, and he shoots, and it's stopped by Shesterkin from the point-blank range, 5 feet in front of the net. Celebrini digs it free. Cross ice, Smith shot. He scores! Will Smith gets the game winner from Macklin Celebrini, and an entire Sharks bench comes roaring out with Nedeljkovic from the goal crease to celebrate with Will Smith. The Sharks win it in overtime, 6-5.
What a finish. Will Smith getting his fourth point of the night, 2 goals, 2 assists. Macklin Celebrini getting his fifth point of the night with his second assist of the evening. And the Sharks win in OT 6-5, 1:38 into overtime at Madison Square Garden. The kids are all right heading to New Jersey.
Tell you what, they're pretty fun to watch, aren't they? And when they get the puck and they get possession, it's a fun game to watch. And you can tell those two love playing with each other, but it was a team effort. I mean, you think back throughout the game, how many big blocks there were throughout the penalty kill. Mario Ferraro had some big blocks, backdoor chances, and you got Zibanejad bearing down, Panarin, and a few that there were blocks, and it gives those guys a chance of playing the offensive end of the zone, and that's the reason they're so special.
What a spectacular win for the San Jose Sharks tonight in the spotlight of Madison Square Garden in New York. Final score: the San Jose Sharks 6, the New York Rangers 5. Will Smith, the game-winning goal, his second of the night and of the season, coming at 1:38 of overtime, assisted by his good pal Macklin Celebrini with 3 goals and 2 assists, and who joins us from the Sharks dressing room. How did that feel, Macklin?
It felt great. We had it coming for so long, and I think just getting it done in overtime, it just meant that much more.
Also, the fact that you guys both scored both goals. In fact, your first two were in the last 10 seconds of each of the first two periods. That showed that you guys were playing all the way to the end.
Yeah, we never stopped playing. We knew how important, closing out every period was and just playing to the buzzer. So, I'm proud of our group.
Walk us through what the impact of the Ryan Reeves-Matt Rempe fight meant to the guys on the bench.
Yeah, he's there for a reason. He gets our group going. Such a great guy in the locker room to have, and that toughness and kind of what he brings on the ice. It's so valuable.
Hey, Macklin, it's Al Stalock from up top. I wanted to follow up. I don't want to take anything away from your game tonight. Unbelievable game tonight. But I saw early on in the first period, I believe it was just outside the blue line, something did a skate come up and get you on the pants? I was keeping an eye on him. He went to the bench, and I'm wondering, we're not going to lose him right after we lost Letty to the bench. But
yeah,
looking at something on your pants or your hand. I was hoping
that was scary. I kind of fell, and a skate kind of cut through the padding on my pants there. So I just had to check if I was cut or not.
Well, thank God that didn't happen, because we needed it tonight on the ice to get it done.
What about the fact that you guys grittily got this victory with only 5 defensemen for most of the game?
Yeah, it was tough losing Leds. He's just so solid back there. But our D-Core did a great job just kind of handling that, taking it with stride and playing a great game.
All right, so you guys meet Judy Jupiter on the streets of New York. She's a noted social media artist, and she makes you go viral. And all of a sudden you get 5 points, and Smitty gets 4 points. Is this the start of something special?
I don't know. That was kind of a weird interaction. definitely only what happens in New York.
What about the fact that you do score in this big spotlight, and the fact that the Sharks get their victory and really showcase something against the Rangers team that was so desperate?
Yeah, I know how desperate they were and how, I mean, how much that game meant to them. And I mean, especially MSG, it's such a special building with so much history. And it was just great to get our first win. And I mean, that kind of brings our group together.
Well, on to New Jersey and get another one. Great job tonight, Macklin, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
Great job.
Thanks.
That's Macklin Celebrini of the San Jose Sharks, who had 3 goals and 2 assists, 5 points. Will Smith, the game-winning goal, 4 points for Will. And the Sharks, young guns, get it done at the Garden. Sharks win it 6-5 in OT. They are now 1-4-2 on the season for 4 points. Rangers are 0-4-1 at home. They do get a point for losing in overtime. So New York drops back to 3-4-2 on the season. Rangers have 8 points on the year. What an amazing evening, and what a way to get this road trip going. The Sharks win in overtime 6-5 against the Rangers. That's our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.